اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us again. Inshallah, we'll continue practicing these four important rules about Nun Sakin and Tanween.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح
So I was asking some questions, some examples from our brothers here, Ali Nasser, Fawad Haider, and who is there? Hussein?
Ruhullah.
Great. So Fawad Haider answered, and Hussein Ruhullah also did the example. Now it is time to ask Ali Nasser a very difficult question. Ready?
Yes.
So our questions were about this. I was saying some examples. They have to guess what rule they have to apply and how to apply. Okay, Ali Nasser.
Wujuhun
yawma'idhin.
Idgham.
Idgham. Yes. Okay, idgham with ghunna or without ghunna?
With ghunna.
Where do you apply this? Which part of the word?
Hui.
Apply the rule and recite the ayah. Wujuhun yawma idhin.
Yeah, the word is wujuhun yawma idhin. There is nun sakin. After it, it's ya.
Actually, it's tanween is there, wujuhun.
Yes.
Okay.
After it is ya.
Mm-hmm.
With ghunna.
So. Apply the rule.
Wujuhun yawma'idhin.
Wujuhun yawma'idhin. That's correct. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Allah yahfadhukum inshaAllah. Okay. So the next example, Fawad Haider. Min masad. Min masad. Min masad.
It's actually min masad.
Actually, the word is min masad, but... How is there any rule applied or no? When we apply the rule, it becomes mim masad. So what rule is applied here? How?
Club.
Hussein Ruhullah, is he right?
No, no.
What rule is applied here?
Idgham.
Idgham. Nun sakin plus mim. Mim yarmalun. Idgham. Is the next letter after nun ba? Yarbalun. Is it min basad? No, it's not min basad. Yes. Mim masad. Mim. Min masad. Mim. So not ba. If it was ba, we would have applied the rule iqlab. But it is mim, the rule.
So why idgham. Is it pronounced mim?
Because you apply the rule idgham, the noon is skipped. Mim will be joined with the next mim. 2-3 mim we have here. So ashadda is on the top. Mim masad, noon is skipped. Mim is merged with the other mim. Mim masad. Idgham with ghunna, because the letter meme is there. Idgham means you merge the previous letter with the next letter. So the noon here is skipped. Even if you merge the noon or tanween to the next letter, so you merge it, it becomes the next letter, not the noon or tanween. Okay? Faman ya'mal. How do you apply the rule idgham?
Faman ya'mal.
Ah, look, noon. Where is the noon? Gone.
Hidden.
Okay? Hidden, gone. So you merge it, okay? So noon is gone and you merge meme to ya. Hussein Ruhullah. And then
Allan, it will become Allan and it is Idgham.
Idgham, with Ghunna or without Ghunna?
Without Ghunna.
Without Ghunna. Allan, yes. Right? MashaAllah. Ali Nasir, Aishatin Radiyah.
Idgham.
Idgham.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is he correct for what? Yeah, he's correct. Okay, how do you apply the rule Idgham?
Ishatir Radiyah.
Ahsan. Ishatir Radiyah. Good, good. The tanween is changed to a nun with kasra. Sorry, a kasra because you merge it with ra. So the tanween is skipped here. Ishatir Radiyah. Great. The next one. Fawad Haider. Now, intentionally or accidentally. Let's see. Okay. Abdan Ida.
Izhar.
Izhar. Great. How do you apply the rule?
Abdan Ida.
Abdan
Ida.
Ida. Great. MashaAllah, that was not intentionally. Intentionally, you said it right, yes? Okay. Hussein Rahullah. Falyanzuri. Ah, wait. Falyan, which one? Falyanzuril insanu. Falyanzuri.
Uh-huh. It is tho, I thought, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, it is ikhfa.
Ikhfa.
Yes.
Insanu.
Insan, again ikhfa.
Apply the rules.
Falyanzuril insan. Insan.
He was right, but he just made a tiny mistake. Who can say that mistake?
He had a mistake.
Yeah, he had a mistake. Well, what was the mistake?
فَلْيَنْظُرُ إِجْدَادْ. He should...
Aha. Uh-huh.
With... No, it is a heavy letter.
Ah, heavy letter. إِخْفَى with heavy letter. So?
Oh, yes.
His tiny mistake was that he had فَلْيَنْظُرِ
a mistake. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانِ.
No. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانِ. Look, the sounds are clear. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانِ. Two different sounds, heavy and light.
Yes.
فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Okay?
Allah, Allah.
You have to look at what you eat. Okay?
Yes.
So be careful. It should not be haram. Halal eatings, okay? Halal food.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
And also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has a hadith, okay, regarding this ayah in the interpretation or tafsir of this ayah. Imam alayhi salam says that someone, a Muslim, okay, a man has to be very much careful, okay, that where he studies and what he studies and in front of or before whom he studies, who is the teacher. You learn this, for example, whatever knowledge from who? Is he a good person? Is he a righteous person? Is he like a Muslim, a believer or no? So if you learn something from an unbeliever who doesn't care about Islam, you learn things about Islam, how is it? You learn about Islam from someone who is non-Muslim, okay? Who is non-believer, who is the enemy of Islam. You learn something from that one about Islam. Do you believe it? Do you accept it?
No.
Is it reliable?
No.
No, it is not. Okay? So you have to be very careful about this. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. It's not only the eatings, okay, that you eat. Do I have to eat pizza, falafel, whatever? It's not just that, okay? You have to take a look at what you learn, who is the teacher, and also different things. Okay, so let's go. Next example, Fawad Khay, Ali Nasser, sorry. Khayrun laka. Inshallah, khayrun laka. Mashallah, Windows is loading.
Idgham.
Idgham, great. Yes. Whenever you apply the rule idgham, okay? If you have the tanween fatha, remove that tanween fatha, only fatha should be there. Okay? Fatha, and merge that letter having fatha to the next letter. Okay? You skip noon, saakin, or tanween, yes? So the tanween will be changed to a fatha. Put a fatha. And if it is dhamma, put a dhamma. Like khayrun it is, khayru. Then join this ru with lam, khayrul. Put a tashdid on lam, khayrul laka, khayrun laka, no. The tanween dhamma will be changed to a dhamma and join it with the next letter. But put a tashdid on the top of the next letter. Khayru laka, khayrul laka. Okay? Easy, yes?
Yes.
I'ishatin, tanween kasra. Put a kasra. Aishati. Join it with ra. Aishatir.
Radia.
Easy, yes?
Yes.
The next one. For example, we have an ra'ahu. An nun sakin. Skip nun sakin. A.
Yes.
Ar ra'ahu. Very easy. Simple as that. Okay, Fawad?
Yes.
Now, let's go, inshallah, to Surah Al-A'la. It is very important. Let's recite one surah as well. We didn't recite any surah, any ayah today. Let's have like a recitation of the Holy Quran. And then we will go through the rules of meme sakin. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Okay. Surah Al-A'la, page 591, chapter 30 of the Qur'an Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى
الذي خلق فسوى
الذي خلق فسوى
والذي قدر فهدى
والذي قدر فهدى
والذي أخرج المرعى
والذي أخرج المرعى
فجعله غثاء نحوا
فجعله غثاء نحوا
غثاء تنوين plus همزة what rule is applied
إظهار
إظهار غثاء أحوا or غثاء نحوا that was correct you all recited it correctly. See, inshallah, stay with us, okay? Do not go, okay? Stay with us. Inshallah, we'll be back, but let's take a break. Everyone is tired, yes? So, let's recite a salawat, we'll come back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآن
القرآن.